This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline: DOE tries to hire away another New Mexico WQCC decision maker. It was revealed at the Tuesday, April 11th monthly meeting of the New Mexico Water Quality Control Commission that the Department of Energy, DOE, had approached Kelsey Rader, an at-large member of the commission, on Good Friday about a job with DOE. If Commissioner Rader took a position with DOE, she would be the third official who was hired away by DOE during the commission's review of DOE's New Mexico Environment Department groundwater discharge permit. The permit, called DP-1132, would cover the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. The Environment Department issued the permit to DOE under the New Mexico Water Quality Act on May 5, 2022. Since 2013, CCNS has vigorously challenged the permit, arguing that the facility handles, treats, and stores dangerous hazardous waste and must be regulated by the more protective New Mexico Hazardous Waste Act. DOE hired away two previous hearing officers while they were presiding over the public hearings about DP-1132. They were Aaron Anderson in 2018 and Stephanie Stringer in 2022. Anderson was an Environment Department hearing officer who went to work for DOE's National Nuclear Security Administration, NNSA. Stringer was the Environment Department Deputy Cabinet Secretary and Chair of the New Mexico Water Quality Control Commission. Stringer also went to work for NNSA. Quote, "It was shocking to be in the hearing room when this information about Commissioner Rader discussing a job with DOE was revealed," end quote, said Joni Ahrens of CCNS. Commissioner Rader did speak with Commission Counsel Robert F. Sanchez before the meeting, and out of an abundance of caution, Rader did abstain from voting on the DP-1132 matter. One of the commission's tasks at the meeting was to elect a new chair and vice chair. Bruce Thompson was elected chair, and Kelsey Rader, who is discussing a job with DOE, was elected vice chair. You can watch the commission's meeting on the Environment Department's YouTube page. The next commission action in this matter will be to hear oral arguments at its Tuesday, May 9th meeting. The commission will consider whether CCNS and Honor Our Pueblo Existence Hope have standing to bring their challenge to the Water Quality Act permit. If the commission votes that CCNS and HOPE have standing, then the commission will consider the CCNS and HOPE petition for a permit review. The Water Quality Act has a limitation that no permit may be issued if the Hazardous Waste Act covers a facility because it handles, treats, or stores dangerous hazardous waste. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. You can also listen to all our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.